This is to Diane and all the Ostrekers and fans down below, and for any meetings and conventions that come up.
Yep.
A special thanks from me personally. And at this end, it's Gene Roddenberry. You might say on duty, because I am right in the midst of taking care of some producer assignments on Star Trek The Motion Picture. As a matter of fact, I've just left the office, and if you listen carefully, maybe you just heard my car start because I'm rushing over onto stage. They're waiting there with a mock-up of a space helmet that will fit a spacesuit worn by Kirk and Spock in a very important scene to us. And Bob Wise and I want to make sure that the mock-up is authentic and reflects all of our technical advice, so that when we use it in the scenes we're going to shoot shortly, why, it will look like a real thing from the 23rd century. While I'm passing through the Paramount lot here, trying to drive at the legal 8 miles an hour, I might note that this is a beautiful California day. Blue sky, temperature about 72 degrees. It just couldn't be any nicer. At this present time, we are about 40% through photographing all of our production scenes. We expect to complete the final 60% by the end of December, at which time we will, of course, launch into some post-production shooting and also shooting and putting together the optical effects that go with the completed movie. The schedule still remains as you last heard from us. Paramount wants very much to release this movie at the beginning of Christmas Vacation 1979, and we're doing our best to make that schedule. If we don't make that schedule, it will be simply because we won't want to compromise quality in order to get the movie done on schedule. But we still have hopes of making it by that time. Right now, if you listen carefully, you'll hear some of the sounds on production. I just about fell on my face there, mounting the stairs, taking me up inside the bridge where I am right at this moment.
Gene's there, Dad.
Oh, thank you. Hi, Dad.
Hi, George. Gene. How are you?
Set boss.
I got it.
Okay, we'll have a look.
I got it. Oh, I have to get some of
that. So?
We're going to go over the... here like this. And the thing is, this whole thing fits over a foam suit that's quite big, so there's a lot of... there's molding that fits in here to make all these things fit quite tight. But that's what the rear piece looks like. And put it on here a little bit more like that. You can see, first of all, that this head, you can pull your head way back on it. You can look around,
yeah.
And you can look left and right and all.
Mm-hmm.
Right. There you go. Mm-hmm.
Put the front.
This collar is broken off, and it'll go all the way up to connect.
All right, basically what happens is this gets on here like this, and then the helmet is this whole glass piece here, and there's a flexible joint that runs right around here as a part of that. But it goes on in the front and back half like that, and that's about how much mass it comes occupy.
The plating here will also allow them quite a long reach if they have to.
It will,
yes.
Okay,
so it's flexible.
Right. See, we realize that whenever you raise your arms above your head, I think if somebody's going to raise their hand here, if you can't move from here to here, then you can't really, you can only raise your hand to there. If it's raising up, you bend right here. So the whole joint across the top here is flexible. So that, they can,
that looks as bulky, though, as the one we were talking about. Is there anything we can get off the front since we're not carrying any air tubes?
There are lines here that have already been made for indication for trimming down back and in a lot of areas.
So you're going to bring this back to here. Taking that much off of there.
These are the outside parameters, and we're going to tighten them in according to the electronics that go in there. These were just giving us the most room possible.
Yeah,
the electronics will tighten it right
down.
And it'll probably go in that far or far.
When we designed it, we didn't know how much the mass of all the stuff had to go in.
The point is, I think, make it as streamlined as you can, considering what you have to do.
Because we're in an era of micro miniature circuitry and everything. What you heard there was a bit of the discussion on the helmet, and I'm now moving over with our director, Mr. Robert Wise, to look at some things in the makeup section. Bob, say hello to Australia, and I'll cut it off.
Hello, Australia.
Happy to have you with us. Said he's happy to have you with us. This is Mr. Robert Fletcher, our costume designer in Australia. He and I are just discussing. Well, Bob, you tell him what happened last night.
I was saying last night we needed a great number of extras for the scene in the rec room, and a wonderful group turned out. We got all the men taken care of, and about half the women.
Group of Star Trek fans, right?
Absolutely. And they showed up. They were the ones. Not one of them missed a fitting today. The professionals, we lost 20 of them didn't show up. But all the fans were there.
Great. Thank you, Bob. Excuse us for coming in bits, but now I'm with Freddie Phillips, who did all the makeup on the original Star Trek and is now doing it on this show. And Freddie, this is Australia you'll be talking to.
How's everybody in Australia, especially the Trekkies? I want to say hi to all of you. Thank you for your support. I've certainly enjoyed working on the picture with our great producer, director of this show. I'm happy to be aboard here, and I certainly hope that you will enjoy what you see in our new moving picture. Nice talking with you, and I hope to see you one day soon.
Thanks, Freddie. This is Harold Michelson, art director on Star Trek. And Harold, you're talking to an annual convention they're having down in Australia of Star Trek fans. So just running to the office and back and forth to these things where I've been trying to get them a little up to date. So say hello to them.
Well, I can say hello. And what I wanted to mention to you, have you been on the rec deck today to see the backing that we've got out there?
Oh, good.
Well,
good.
I wish you would. They're lighting it now.
It
looks great.
Great. I'm delighted with it. We showed some of the corridors to one of the people today, and really they flipped out over it as compared to our other corridors.
Really?
They really love what you've done.
Marvelous. I'm delighted.
And if you can keep up with all this, now leaving Stage 9 and Stage 10, where those other things were taking place, and heading back to the office, just passing Bill Shatner's... what in the devil is that, Bill? Bill Shatner, say hello to Australia.
Hello, Australia!
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing a breechcloth that we wear down under. In under down, I think. Isn't it?
And he is wearing it down under, too. That's the harness they hang you on,
really
isn't it?
Doing a thing for Australia.
I love Australia. See, I got to go back to the office. And so I'd better wrap all this up for you. That was Captain Kirk getting ready for his flight in a spacesuit, getting fitted into the harness, which you won't see when we shoot it. And
hi, Gene.
Just wave to Gene Kelly, who is our construction engineer in charge of all of our construction. And what else can I say? The picture is going well. The thing that pleases me most is when we see the dailies and when we see parts of it cut together, it is Star Trek. It is not Star Wars, which I loved, but we're not doing Star Wars. It is not Close Encounters. Although there have been changes, I think you'll find they have been improvements. And when it rolls onto the screen in front of you, we hope it will be, we think it will be, the Enterprise you knew, Captain Kirk, Mr. Spock, Scotty, the whole group. So thanks again for all your support. I'm going to sign off before I, in trying to drive and talk, I run over an executive on a bicycle and get in all sorts of trouble. Love you all. Be talking to you soon.
This is Gene Roddenberry on Star Trek at Paramount.